You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome everyone, this is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to and watching me on Between Two Worlds Radio on bbsradio.com. This is pretty freaking hilarious, I'm telling you. I'm here, folks, I'm here. This is actually the room. I'd like to welcome everybody in, actually, the Pell Talk room, as well as the BBS Radio chat room. Tonight I'm going to do readings for you folks. If you guys actually want to ask any questions regarding your personal life in general or anything you want to ask questions about, I do work as a psychic medium. I've been doing it for a lot of years, and it's been keeping me busy quite a lot. I've been traveling as well this last little while. I've been gone for almost a week. It's up in Regina, Saskatchewan, here in Canada. I was working up there as a traditional counselor for their Indian Residential School Recovery Program. And we had approximately, I think about 15 to 20 teepees and about 4-5 sweat lodges up there. So it was quite the healing program. There's a lot of people that came up there. I was there for 4 days, and it was very, very healing for a lot of people. And there's a frightened... sweat lodges are amazing. When you're in there, you heal. It's just the way things are. But the interesting part of it is being in Regina, the heat is so intensified, not just being in the sweat lodge, I'm talking about just being outdoors. When the heat is so hot outside there, there's like, you got nothing but plains. You know, on the plains, there's no mountains where we live. And being in Regina, it's some people call it Regina, but I call it Regina, in Saskatchewan, in Canada. And it's huge. I mean, just all you see is nothing but grass and little hilly parts. But it's a beautiful area, nice and green, has a small creek going across, and it's very healing. The interesting part of it being up there is that the wind is blowing just nothing but heat. You know, there's a big difference between BC, British Columbia's weather, which is mostly damp. You know, you have that nice dampness in the air when you have the winds. But when you're up in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, it is so dry. When you're outside, when you're breathing, you're breathing your heat out of your mouth. There's not much of that coolness around you. And also, I noticed too that if you sweat in your here being BC, when you sweat inside your shirt. You're sweating all over. It's pretty damp. If you're living near the ocean, but if you're living on the plains, when you sweat, it's like sweating under your skin. Your shirt doesn't get damp. You sweat under your skin. It's pretty different. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. But that's how it works. So, anyways, I can welcome everyone. It is you. Someone actually, there's a girl and girls saying in the chat room, yeah, ooh, yeah, that's right. That's what happens is that when you, it's really hot out there. I was around between 95 to almost 100 degrees in heat being up in Regina. It was hot. It was absolutely hot. And we were drinking water like you can believe. And, you know, like when a woman talks about having hot flashes, well, this was even more intense than you believe, I'm telling you. Anyways, I'm going to let you folks know we do have phone numbers available. And those please call on toll-free numbers. It's 877-876-5227. That's those in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. And all those also in the Canada, from calling from Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I also would like to acknowledge a good friend that had made my new commercial for the BBS radio. I thank you very much, Tammy. It's fabulous. BBS is loves it. They said they did a fabulous job. They're very, very happy with it. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Tammy's up in Georgia. She's that Georgia girl, and I thank you very much. Those of you who know her that is in the chat room, BBS Radio chat room, she's Emerald Sky. So she's the one that actually helped me. I'd like to thank you very much. Yeah, who's Tammy? She's a really sweet person. So she did a fabulous job, and she used to do radio herself. So it's good to have some experience with friends that you know. Those of you who do know me well or know of my work did actually talk about having an assistant with me doing my radio show, but for some reason that just didn't pan out. I tried it with a couple of the people. I have a friend of mine that's up in Langley here, who him and I actually have discussed about the idea of doing radio right now. I'm going to wait a little bit longer yet before I decide to partner with someone. So I've decided to do something different, which is basically I'm going to keep on doing what I got to do. I've always been this way. I'm not going to change. So I'm going to do what I just make the best of it and stick it out. But I'm going to be bringing on some sponsors. Some people like to be part of the sponsors in our show because I want to advertise them. I like to have them. I actually advertised the guys that were doing B-Hip drink. It's a natural drink. And I had them on my show a couple of weeks back. They're fabulous people. And Brenda J was fabulous, and also her two friends, two associates that are also part of that group. The drink itself, I'm telling you guys, she gave me three packets, and I tried the first packet, and I'm telling you, I was so, energized. It really did. It worked. I felt very energized. I was so, not because you couldn't sleep. I just felt good, and I really enjoyed what I was doing. I had the other two packets, one after the other. But the second or third day, I was so tired because I worked very hard. I was working long hours. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to try this because I had to go someplace early in the morning. So I took a good swig of it, and I put it into a glass bottle when I shook it up. And the neat thing about it, when you put this powder in the bottle, it doesn't... You know how you make, your juices, fruit juice, and you put the powder in the bottle, put the water in there, and sometimes the powder settles in the bottom of the bottle? It didn't. It actually, as soon as it got to the water, to moisture, it just like, it's there, like an all-one solid drink. And it's really when I tasted it myself, and it tastes like berries, like a cherry, strawberry mix blend. Some of you might notice the sweetness of it, but there's no sugar in it. No sugar, and it's all natural. And is it a guava? I believe, I forget what it's called, but actually it's a specific fruit that is used for headaches as well as healing. So, like I said, when I used it, I was very comfortable with it. I felt really, really good. And so it's something that you may have to seriously consider sometime. But it's called BHIP, capital BHIP. Look it up sometime. If you guys ever want to try it sometimes, even for a couple of packets, I'm sure they'll send something to you or talk to someone regarding that. I find it better than other drinks that they use. It's high caffeinated coffees. I used to try them, but, oh man, after you just don't feel right after. So I like it this more this way. Anyways, it felt really good regarding that. So yeah. So any folks out there, those in the chat room, BDS Radio chat room, those are in the Panel Talk chat room, please call in. Looking forward to having a chat with you guys. Also, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be bringing on some paranormal investigators. Ha! Some guys are going to be some really interesting guys to talk to, and I'm hoping to get back or to bring on a few people that we do know that's well-known in the industry. Also, I'm going to bring on Joanne Drew, going to get her back here again on the show, who actually works as an alternative health practitioner. So we get to talk about some really healthy things, because getting ready for the fall, so to speak, for summer's not over yet, but be prepared for the fall, because people have a tendency of wanting to eat more around this time. They feel they need to, because they notice that the weather's beginning to change some. At least I do some, and I try to be very careful not to eat too much. Try to maintain my 225. Try to maintain it, which means I don't want to get bigger than what it is right now. that's just the way things are, I guess. Now, there was a lady actually mentioned about, yes, Zita. If you want to phone in and talk to me regarding that dream you mentioned about having dream about me, please call in. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure you'll have... okay, and I'll just set this up here and here and here. yeah. Tonight, there's actually a lot of people that... I've noticed here a lot of people are actually in the Pal Talk room, are actually in the Pal Talk period. There's a lot of people Pal Talking, and it's really a lot of psychic stuff. I mean, a lot of people involved in the psychic area. I couldn't believe it. It's just phenomenal. And, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. A lot of people involved. Anyways. We got approximately, I believe, about 6 viewers in the showroom, which was in the front page in our show, in our BBS Radio show, which is great. I hear my volume sounds good, which is great, and we're just going to be kicking butt all day. I welcome all those that are actually coming into the Pal Talk chat room as well as the BBS Radio chat room, and welcome those guys. Painter's trying to get in. They kicked her out! Nah, just kidding. That's my ex-wife. Screw no. That's fun. Anyways, let's actually talk about Regina. It was very interesting, the program itself. I was in a hotel there, and actually, you know what? What was really good is going to the university. They actually have the Regina Native American University, and this particular university, which is almost done, it's not totally built, but it's almost done, coming in behind it, I mean, it looks like, you know, like your normal building. When you come in behind it, the roof is curved like an eagle's wings on the top, and in the center, as it comes down, almost like a pyramid, but actually what it is shaped like a teepee, and it actually looks like a teepee, and it's all done in glass. If you guys ever want to check this place, this website out, you got to see it. It is absolutely phenomenal. It's something you got to see for yourself. I was in Regina, 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 Saskatchewan. Look under the university. You see the photographs. I got some pictures myself. Native American University is absolutely phenomenal. This beautiful, absolutely fabulous university. Also was in the museum in Regina, and that was in the Native American section, and the dinosaurs. Oh, wow. We thought we had big buffalo. They actually was one that was twice the height of the original dinosaur buffalo. I would say it was about... 10 feet in height. It was quite tall, and its horns, oh my God, they must be 4.5 feet long on each side. That was a bison. I couldn't believe it. You just got to see it to believe it. It was absolutely phenomenal. I was so floored, I couldn't believe it. I thought a bison is a bison, but these are big. Now I know how hard it was to take one down. But there was a lot of really neat things happening in there, and there's in that place actually they had some great looking mannequins took place replicating the time past, telling the stories. The microphones are coming out of the chest as if they're telling the story to each other. It's kind of cool. You get to sit there and listen to it. You feel like you're part of the whole thing. And they did this each section, little scene. Feel like you're going back in the past. They also had a miniature room. Miniatures were reenactments of the past as well. Everything from Native American to, you name it. It was a variety of things. Miniature world, so cool, being Regina. They also had a miniature world also in Victoria on the island. I was there many years back. I haven't gone back since, but I'd like to go back there again to see what they've done to make some new improvements. So, folks, if you guys want to call in toll-free, normally I'm always this busy. Normally I always get somebody coming on this night, but I've been really, really busy. Had a chance to get anybody on. Come on, I just got back from Regina, like I said. I've been so busy, swamped, working. So if you guys are interested in getting your reading, here I am, available. The phone numbers are on the lines. It's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And that's 888-815-9756 in Canada. International callers, that is 530-876-3222. Now, the reason why I want to get you to call into the show itself, because I can hear your lovely voice, and why not? You'd be on the show. And if you ever want to listen in to yourself or hear, especially when you ask a question, or somebody that's not too sure what they actually said, you can always refer back to our archives. And we do have a lot of archives on my show, Between Two Worlds Radio. And I've been doing this for almost 3 years now. Coming in May for the May next year. We're on May, so it'll be over 2.5 years, I think, I've been on. So, show's been doing very successfully here. We're trying to make it better, to improve it a whole lot more. That's what I like about this right now is we're going into television, and this is under Ustream.tv. We're actually stream linking from Ustream, right straight to BBS Radio, and it's really nice to have, actually. We're trying to do something here that was going to create a lot of public attention. I'm surprised other programs haven't done it yet, but BBS Radio has picked this up. Folks, we're rated number 2 internet radio program station. We're rated number 2 out of over 1,000 radio stations on the internet. We're rated number 2. That's not bad. We're pretty close to number 1, so I would say it's the closest you ever can get. No one's ever perfect. See, we work really hard to become where we are. Don Newsom and his family and the crew, they work real hard to make things work. And these guys are doing a fabulous job. And we also have another BBS radio that's based out of Los Angeles. So we have two individual stations across the U.S. And if you guys also want to get connected to music, we also have people online that we do have a music room, which is, I believe, is Station 4. Or Station 3. And so we all have that available. And if you're interested in buying any music online, we have that available as well. We have also a variety of other people that actually do internet radio. We talk about, we have some really great things that are happening. We can have some politicians once in a while come on. Politicians, oh, here we go again. people talk about Obama right now. They're really picking on the heck out of him. Oh, man, I can't believe it. I'm a Canadian. We got more information coming from the States than we do actually our own country. Because we're so Canadianized, or so Americanized, because we're close to the Seattle border to Washington, so we are so used to it. That's what we call ourselves, the Canadian Californians. Yeah. Anyhow, Zita, please call. I want to hear your story because I can't hear you very well when you don't call in. So, and also, I also like to welcome also a friend of mine who's actually, she has moved back to BC from Winnipeg, and she said that she'd rather come back here and live in Winnipeg. I don't know why. She likes the country like I do. I like it more. Winnipeg's funny. I'm from there. I'm originally from Brandon, Manitoba. But when I went back there about 3 years ago, just being there, when I left there over 30 years ago, when I come back and I thought, nothing changed. Nothing changed. I can't believe it. Nothing changed. Even the people never changed. Nobody aged. They all went to like time zone, like freeze frame. Anyways, I just thought it was funny. Other than that, now I hear somebody calling in. Callers on line 2 and 3. Okay. Line 2, anybody was calling line 2, I'm willing to listen to them. Is there a caller there right now?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, how are you?
Good, and you are? Where are you from?
My name is Lisa.
Hi Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm from Michigan.
You're from Michigan, yeah.
And I was just kind of wondering, I've been working very, very hard, and I just wondered, what do you see coming up for the month of September, other than work?
Okay, other than work, let's see what we got here. I will be honest with you, I see no changes as of yet. But there's also, I'm seeing here, is a female that's in spirit. And it's almost like she looks to herself to be almost like what you call a godmother more than a grandmother. I feel that she's crossed over. She's connected to your mother or your mother's family. And she's coming through for a reason. She wants to acknowledge you. Now, she's talking about the car. So I don't know what your issue is regarding this car that you may have, or are you talking about buying one? But she's talking about this car, and she says lot. That means that it's on the lot. Are you talking about getting another car, or is this actually renting one, or how's that?
I don't know what that's about.
Okay, keep that in mind, because I do hear what they tell me. I listen to what they say. Now, you got a grandmother in spirit on your mother's side, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's the one that's coming through. She wants to acknowledge you and say hello. As far as looking for changes, and we're not going to be looking at work specifically, but not really as many changes expect to be, but things will start rolling for you around the month of November. Okay?
What was that, Derek? I'm sorry.
Things will be running for you, working for you from the month of November to the month, starting the month of November.
Okay. All right.
It's
Thank you so much.
Something so simple, not so difficult. Okay? Are you there? She's there. Okay, she hung up. Thank you. Okay, we got a caller calling in again. We have line 3.
Good evening.
Hello, how are you doing?
You call yourself what? California Canadian?
We're called California Canadians.
That's pretty funny.
California, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm from California, so that's nice to know that our border extends all the way up to there.
Well, the interesting part of it is that we're so climatized, we even got palm trees here in Canada, here in Vancouver, so we figure, well, you know what?
Kidding.
Also call yourself. Oh, yeah, we got palm trees here, too. Not as many as you do, but we got them.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, they actually dug up a whole bunch of old palm trees that were in the ground, and they're actually estimated around 10,000 years. And so we've started noticing that ever since the Earth's been shifting and stuff, and we're getting more climatized to more tropical ways, that it's becoming more humid, that now we're getting palm trees growing again, and people are now importing palm trees in.
Do you have redwoods too, or no?
I'm not too sure. I think we do some areas, but not as many as most people think. We mostly have cedar trees.
Oh, cedars, nice.
Yeah.
Nice medicine.
Yeah, big, huge cedars. We've got cedars that are over 200 or 300 years old.
Oh, I'd like to meet one of those, yeah.
Yeah, hug the tree. Hug the tree.
Yeah, trees are some of my best friends.
Yeah, they are. Especially
that's a California thing to say, I imagine.
It is. So what can I do for you?
I'm wondering what I was supposed to learn and my ex-partner was supposed to learn from that dance I just got out of our 8-year relationship.
Okay.
It was so intense and great and terrible. But I know there was some kind of karmic or something we were supposed to learn from each other. I'm just curious what you see that is, or if you can, or what your feeling is about that.
Well, I'll be honest with you, what I see here right now, now are you both of you actually split up already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want to say here that the reason why you both have moved on is because you had to finish a karma with this man. And I feel there was actually slavery connected to this. Not in this life, but slavery in the past life. And I feel like I'm going back into the Roman time period, but you've actually had Roman times pioneering also during the wagon time period.
I heard that before,
Like the old West. And both had lived those two lives before.
That's why it was so hard.
And I think the other interesting part was that he took your life once before, and he had to come back and fix it.
He didn't fix it.
That last life he took your life. This life he didn't take your life from you. You left him. You moved on.
He did again.
Well, that's the best part. You got to... you saved yourself from that. But the only interesting part is that you will be moving on to somebody new and not have to worry about going through the same repeat history.
I did learn a lot.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes we go through a lot of battles.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way things are.
But tell me about the good thing that's coming.
The good thing that's coming? The good guy that's coming?
Yeah, or good career, or all of that. Yeah, anything
okay.
that you...
Okay, let's see what we can do for you here. What I'm seeing here is that you have somehow a connection to someone through radio, audio radio. What's so funny?
I'm talking to you on the radio, but what does
Besides me.
Exactly?
That means that their connection to that person, that male, will have a connection to audio. Audio, video, probably into the film industry or the sound industry, yeah. You'll be meeting him through that.
Oh. Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Is there a career change? My new career change, do you see that as being successful of...
What do you want to do right now?
I want to leave mainstream, and I want to support myself through my artwork, maybe, or something like that.
What did you do that before?
I was in the school system.
Okay. Yes, and I want to say yes and no. Your artwork will be supportive, but you know what? I thought about doing greeting cards.
No, I haven't thought. I paint silk banners, like things that are people's animals and totems and things. I paint them for them.
Okay. Okay.
I make like a shield that you hang in your house and you hang things from it, shells and feathers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I would say that you can do as well is to start doing greeting cards. And you'll start getting a lot of attention in your work.
Oh, put it on paper instead of silk, huh?
Exactly. Do both.
And do you think I can actually support myself that way and I don't have to go back to the 9-to-5?
I would say, that's what I said before, the yeses and noes. Start that with it for a while until you become recognized for your work, and then you can slowly start backing down from working 9-to-5, yes.
Yahoo!
Okay, work with the art galleries. Let them make contact with people that are involved in galleries as well as stores. You may end up starting your own personal business, but you'd be self-employed eventually, yes.
Terrific.
Can you handle it?
Terrific.
Can you handle that?
Can I handle being supported on my own?
Yeah.
I hope so. I want to.
Okay. What's your birthday?
I don't have... Yeah, it's a lot, right? Marketing and inventory and all that, you mean?
Yes. What's your birthday?
That's a lot. But that freedom is so important to me, and expressing the visions that's been coming to me. That's so important to me lately.
It is. Yeah. Follow your heart, follow your vision, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm enjoying your show. This is the second time I've listened to it, so I'll keep listening.
Okay. You take care.
But, you know, I just wanted to ask you one more little thing about that previous person, because they were such a nice person to everybody else. I don't understand why he had to be so mean to me. Is
that's
it just
how,
that slavery
just how,
thing coming through?
That's just how things happen. We all go through karma. I've been married twice before, okay? And here's a funny thing. Both my wives, we had an understanding before. They moved on. I moved on. That's just how things happen. Was there bitterness at times at the first? Yeah, everybody has bitterness. But in time, when time goes by, you heal through that and you forgive them and you move on, as well as yourself.
I just wonder why, but he's such a nice person to everybody, but I'm the person that saw the mean side, and I just wondered if that was a bleed-through from some that slavery time. Like,
that's just
how
it works.
You think that bled through?
Yeah, that's how things are. That's how things work. You just can't do anything about it. I have to let you go, my dear, because there's somebody, I got more people coming online.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you. Aho and blessings.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we have also Grace. Is it Grace on line 2? Is that Grace on line 2? Or we have Zita on line 4? Zita on line 4.
Grace is right here.
Is it Grace or Lita? Zita. Who do I got?
Grace. This is Grace.
Hi, Grace. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Call from California. Cool. Another California. Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if you would look at what's coming up in my career, and if you could indicate the environment and the timing and all that.
Okay, let's see what you do for you here.
Maybe even the type of client.
Sorry, say that again? Say that again?
What is opening up in terms of a full-time career position and
okay.
The timing and where it will be and perhaps the clients that I will be seeing.
Okay. I want to say this right now. There's someone here in spirit coming for you, talk to you. This person actually has crossed over, had dealt with a heart attack or stroke, has crossed over.
Uh-huh.
And the way this male, it's actually male in spirit, he's coming through, he wants to acknowledge you. He's actually the one helping you.
Okay.
Either he's a father to you or a grandfather to you, because I feel this man is a male or is in male gender.
Probably our grandfather.
Okay. He's on your father's side of the family.
Okay.
And that's what they do. They're coming. He's got coming to give you a hand. He's going to actually do well for you. The way I see him, he keeps on bringing out March. So I'm not sure, is it marching or March? Okay, month of March. So you got springtime next year, beginning of spring, 2009. And I'm also seeing a briefcase in your hand. So it's actually like a proposal or a business opportunity that you'll be bringing in that time, and you're talking about it already.
Okay.
So what are you doing right now?
I'm not in a hospital setting. I feel I will be, so.
Sorry, say it again.
Right now I'm not in a hospital setting, and I feel that I will be.
You're not in a hospital setting, but you feel you will be.
Right.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a briefcase in your hand. That means there's a proposal or something you'll be involved in a proposal of sort, but it's like a business opportunity for you.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing it being in the month of March of 2009. I don't know what that area is, when it starts, if it's beginning of March of 2009 or it ends in March 2009. But I'm also seeing here also there's being aware of someone's health that you need to be aware of, and I feel this is like dad.
My dad is deceased, so.
Sorry?
My father's deceased.
Your father's deceased?
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad's the one that's actually watching over you.
Okay.
Okay. So he's the one that's concerned to make sure that you're taking care of.
He died of cancer, though.
That's fine.
All of our hearts stop, though. So.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes, here's the thing. I felt a father's role because I thought your dad, even though sometimes people have... I could just say a cancer, but they will have sometimes they'll have a heart attack or stroke before their cancer takes them.
Okay.
And sometimes the cancer takes them before the heart. So I just the way things are. I felt that like when I felt the tightening band in my head, that means that to me it feels like a heart attack, that his heart could not hold out the symptoms. So if he was dealing with cancer, I didn't feel that was specifically the symptom that caused his death. I felt the heart gave in before the symptom of the cancer.
Does this require a move on my part?
Say it one more time.
Will this work require a move on my part?
No. I don't see that.
Okay.
No.
And
okay.
Will he let you know the population that I'll be serving?
The population that you'll be serving?
Yeah. As in senior citizens or children or... It could be veterans. Could be any number of things.
Like I said, it feels like a business proposal. You're doing this. You're working with people. You're making an offer opportunity for someone or people, a group of people, and you're going to be busy, extremely busy. Like it's something for you to do.
Good.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. We have also another person online here, line four. We got Zita waiting. Is Zita still there? Is she waiting patiently?
I am.
Hi, Zita. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Derek?
Good, good. What do you think of this whole program so far?
Pardon me?
I said, what do you think of the program so far?
I think it's great, but I always think they're great.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I learn something every time I listen, so it's all good.
Well, we're working on the ideas of doing line one, line two, line three, line four. It helps a lot because people get to call in more and they get to fit in more time.
Oh, absolutely. And then you can, because I turn my radio down so I can actually hear the conversations before me. So it actually works really, really well.
Oh, good. That's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you said you had a dream.
I did. Well, there's actually two, and they kind of coincide with each other.
Okay.
This weekend I had a dream, and you kind of know that I've been going through a lot of transition, a lot of rough stuff for like the last 2 years. and things are starting to kind of normalize and balance themselves out. So Friday night I had a dream that I was walking on a single lane dirt road, you know, that has the grooves on the side, and I could see the grass patch in the middle. To the right of me was a wheat field. To the left of me was a cornfield, and they were all about shoulder high. And I'm walking toward the west. And I couldn't figure out why I was walking toward the west, but I was walking into the sun, and I remember I could see the sun, and I could look at it without hurting my eyes. And then that dream ended, and so it didn't make a lot of sense to me other than I could tell that I'm on the right path, and whatever has been going on is meant to be going on. But I asked for clarification of it. And so then last night, I had a dream, and you and I were laying face down with our arms stretched out, touching fingertips. We were in a circle, but I couldn't see anybody else around us. Then, for some reason, whatever was going on ended, and I remember the two of us standing up and looking to my right, which would be to the north, I'm still walking west, so I'm looking toward the north, and I said, you need to send blessings to Joanne and Gordon. And you didn't say anything, but you turned around to me and you motioned with your left hand to follow you. And so we kept on walking, and then everything just kind of faded away, and that was the end of the dream.
Okay.
So I don't know what all that means, but both dreams are connected.
It sounds like the medicine wheel dream. When you're going to the north, that represents the resting time.
Okay.
It also represents the bear.
Okay.
And they're pointing out to you for you to rest your mind. And also, the north is the white, the color white.
Yes.
Which also is all part of the cleansing.
Okay.
So it's almost like you're going to go through a lot of changes yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, a lot of changes, which is going to be a positive for you.
Good.
And you're going to feel a whole lot better than you used to.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. So being in the West, that it represents like the wolf. The people use the wolf as the West, which represents the teacher. So you're going through a lot of teachings. It also represents motherhood. And walk in the path of the motherhood. So whatever journey you're on right then in the past, it's almost like you having to learn to understand your programming of yourself and what you dealt with in the past through motherhood.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes absolute sense.
Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's what the dream is for, and when you're lying face down to the ground, that means that you're getting connected more to the earth. That means to listen to the earth itself, because it's teaching you how to heal from the earth. Because what people do, they have a tendency of believing that you're looking at a physical things that will need to heal you, say doctor, for example, but they tend to forget that the earth can heal you too. And just talked to someone earlier tonight on the show who would talk about hugging trees, that's the same way, because they give off a wonderful healing energy. And sometimes people say, I have a sore back. I tell people, lean up against a tree, an oak tree, and that gives you support and strength. Because there's healing energy that comes from all plants, no matter whether you take it internally or whether you're just touching it. Even smelling it, because of those part of what you call the aromatherapy, the therapy through smell. Those are basically learned to help you go through your senses.
Okay.
So I would say to work on those areas and see what you can do from there.
It's great. I mean, there's so much positive energy that's coming from it, so I knew it was nothing negative.
Yeah.
I knew it was all positive, but I just couldn't figure out how the two correlated with each other. So
I got a very strong feeling you're going to go through a lot of personal healing this year, more than ever before. that you don't have to worry about feeling lost like you used to deal with in the past.
Right, right.
So this is more of a focal point, a focus from the spiritual sense of it, that you're focusing on even being more connected to the spirit world, that mm-hmm. they're not misleading you, they're actually guiding you.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have been.
And they have been, yeah.
So, and that's why I knew that that had something to do with this.
Yeah.
But again, I didn't know what. So.
And I also listened to Joanne's advice, because for some reason, Joanne's going to give you some advice as well from the other side when I'm not around.
Okay. She does all the time, so.
Yeah.
She's my ground.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, she'll help you a whole lot.
She keeps you grounded, so.
There will be a time, I'm hoping, before the end of the season's up, this end of this year, I'm hoping to make a trip up to Winnipeg where I can actually start doing some more healing programs up there and spend a week there. Do some reading as well as maybe some healing circles and things.
Wonderful. I'd be there.
Yeah.
I love Winnipeg.
So,
it's my other home now.
Yeah. I was going to say, Winnipeg can be hot or dry, but I mean... For me, I enjoy being there. It reminds me of all my childhood. Go back to my childhood and travel to some places that I remember when I was a kid. And also, it's got a lot of history, a lot of spiritual history. And I like to do some paranormal investigating up there. So.
Oh, all over the place. This was the first time I ever met Joe when I went up there in June. And when I walked in her house, it was like I had been there forever.
Yeah.
And that's how she is, that's how her family is, so incredible. So I can't wait to go back.
Well, sounds
good. I'll go back in a minute. Yeah.
Okay, well, you take care. And,
I will, and thank you very, very much for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
I will keep walking when I'm walking.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You, Derek.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Heather from Los Angeles on line 2. Is Heather there?
Hello.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I have a question again. I've called about this before, but I guess everything changed.
Okay.
The apartment I'm living in, the building, was supposed to be demolished in January, which means we would have all had to move out in December, which was, we were looking forward to it. Now the owner says he doesn't know when he's going to demolish, and I was wondering if you could get any kind of time frame.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. When they say they don't know when it's going to demolish, that means that he hasn't got his permits yet. And that sometimes it takes, I'm not sure. You're in L.A., so I don't know how the Americans do it, but I do know in Canada it sometimes takes about 3 months, 3 to 6 months before the permits come through.
Yeah, but he hasn't even applied for it because I check it out every week on the Internet. There's a website you can go and see when people apply for them.
Yes.
So he hasn't even done that.
Well, it's going to give you some time.
I'm sorry?
That'll give you some time to make some adjustments for yourself.
Well, see, here's the thing, is he was supposed to pay us all to move out, which would have then helped us all move, and we could have all gone away before the demolition date, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So if he doesn't know when, then we have no idea. We can't really even look for a place because we have no idea when it's going to be.
Yes. Now, is he providing you the move, the money for moving, or do you?
Uh-huh.
Are you
by law he has to do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, to me, most likely you'll be detained a little bit, but you will eventually be out of that place. And
do you have any idea, like, when?
Let's see. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm being told here 4 weeks, so that I'm being told that you'll be informed in 4 weeks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very good news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great. Okay, Derek, thank you so much. Good night.
You're welcome. Take care. Well, we're getting close to closing, folks, and I'd like to thank you folks for listening to the show. It's been great to have you all come on, those who are listening to bbsradio.com. And on Between Two Worlds Radio. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening in and wanting to come to the Pal Talk chat room. Those who called in from there, also the people called in from or even just chatting back and forth with each other in the BBS Radio chat room. Thank you, folks, for listening in and watching the program, too. You can see my pretty face out there. Next week I'll have a guest on, and we'll have lots of fun chatting up. I'm not going to tell you who the guest is because I like to surprise people, but we're going to have some great times. And it is based on healing or questions you want to ask. So basically, folks, we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, in between time, that is it. That's it for Derek with Derek White Sky Cloud, your paranormal investigator and your psychic medium. Take care, folks. It's been a blast. Be safe. Bye.